You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello friends, I just did a little test and it seems that my voice is coming through okay for me. Just a few quick things. I'm sure you're all sick of hearing my voice now and hearing from me, but just a brief chat. Anyone who's listening, you don't have to post this, Tim, and that's fine, but first thing I just want to say, Tim, I don't have a headphones or a microphone, or a special microphone, obviously. But it appears to me that everything's coming through okay. I definitely should invest in one, especially with the amount of talking I do. I have been doing lately, in the last week or so. So that's one thing to put on the list of things to do. I appreciate the outlet you've offered us here, and yeah, I'll have to get on that. Hopefully we can talk more and the audio chat can come back into its own. So I'll get working on that. I hope this is coming true okay. I doubt if there's many listening on the live stream now. And that's fine as well. I might be talking to myself and that's fine as well. Good to talk to you the other night, Rollo. We had a good chat. We kind of brushed over lots of issues. We didn't get too in-depth into many of those issues, didn't get a chance to really expand because there was no real format, but that's fine as well. I just wanted to comment to an anonymous chatter who talked about the absurdity of my optimism, which is absolutely fine and absolutely understandable, and I left a comment saying as much. And again, I'm never speaking from my own point of view. I understand how completely desperate everything looks and everything seems and everything comes across to us as being. But yeah, as with you and as with everyone else, I'm coming at things from my own position, my own point of view. And I still stick to that optimism in spite of all indications. For me to explain reasons why would be impossible, I suppose. Certain things have happened to me in my life and certain considerations have come into my existence and into my way of thinking that I have no hope of putting across. Yeah, if I was to try and put it across to you or anyone else who's listening now, I would fail miserably, I guess. So there's no point in even trying to go there or to broach that area. But the only thing I will say is, well, if there's no hope, well then there's nothing, because all indications lead us to one path. One direction only, which is a road to desperation. And it's not to do with cognitive dissonance. I'm not fooling myself, because if I'm fooling anyone else, then I'm fooling myself, and I don't want to fool myself. I still maintain an optimism against all odds, I suppose, but it's still there, and not without currency as well, because I think we're living in extraordinary times, and now more than ever, we have a mass awakening, and it's only a perception, but I think it's a tangible perception, because it seems clear that more and more people are waking up to different possibilities, and the possibility at least that we have been misguided or tricked or fooled into a certain acceptance of a false reality, and underground in the real life existence of, I guess, certain people anyway. These things are becoming clearer. Now, to what degree is a different matter, but yeah, it's definitely to some degree. And gosh, I'm even boring. I'm even boring myself. Listening to myself talking to a screen. I hope the sound is coming through okay. I think a main problem, Tim, is I'm just a certain distance from a perfectly fine microphone. So if it doesn't come through right, and I thought I'd check that the other night, Rolo, was everything come through okay? And it seemed that it was. Well, if you don't move forward with hope, then you move forward with no hope. And then if you have no hope, there's no point in moving forward. What is the point of moving forward? You know, if all is destined to tyranny and failure and misery, what can you do then? You might as well exit stage left. And even though that's always an option, I'm not quite ready for that. On the ground, it's as difficult now as ever to even get beyond first level when you're talking to people outside of those inverted commas in the know. But yeah, I think we all know, anyone I've met anyway, we all know there's something wrong, and there's no difference between any of us ultimately. You know, it's just a matter of how much time you put into thinking and researching or looking into, I guess, the true reality of things. And yeah, my optimism lies in, as I said before, a sort of weighing up of everything combined with personal inexplicable instances that have happened in my life, which I couldn't hope to share with anyone, because no one would believe me and I couldn't express it properly. I've said before a few times, yeah, everything is pretty bad, pretty shit, pretty lonely, pretty isolated, pretty desperate, pretty pessimistic actually. But there's more to the story, and there's always more to the story, and it's the important point. Way to go from there? Well, that's down to the individual. I would just like to say that for me, there is hope, and there is great hope, massive hope. I've been away for a long while, waiting, anticipating, expecting. I guess I'm back now for a reason, a good reason, I think, because even though my timing would be wrong, I don't think ultimately my reasoning and my thinking is wrong. Again, I have no hope of convincing anyone of anything. Just like I'm sure most who are listening to this, if anyone, will be able to, appreciate what I'm saying. It was the worst of times, it was the best of times. And only time will tell, really. So I don't mean to appear flippant or appear, come across as being, just daydreaming type, or the, shot in the cloud type. I think my hopes and aspirations are based on a certain reality. And again, only time will tell, I guess. I said it to myself before, if nothing that I have represented in the last, 5 years of my life comes to pass or fruition, well then, you know, I'm going to appear as being, I come across as being absolutely crazy, lunatic, fit for an asylum. But if it does come to pass, well then people will understand then. Again, I care about myself. I love myself. And yeah, the last thing I want to do is fool myself and give myself any sort of false hopes, false reckonings. So yeah, that's just to address the point that someone made to that in the chat. Again, I'd like to say hello to Maggie, my friend in California. Sorry for not being in touch. That's the way things are, I guess. Doesn't take away from my feelings. But, yeah, maybe I can be in touch soon. Yeah, it was good to chat to Rolo again the other night. Play a few songs. Where do we go from here, I suppose? Yeah, I gotta get myself a headset, a microphone and all that. And find someone to talk to. Yeah. It's because really, I guess, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because in everyday existence, there is no one to talk to. There is no first thing out of your mouth, which you take for granted. You just take as being self-evident. You'll be deemed insane. The vast majority, and that's fine. That's the way it is. That's the way it's meant to be, and that's the way it's written. That's the way it has been experienced by many before us, and I guess, well, hopefully not too many after us, because we're coming to a sort of a tipping point. But yeah, it's the price we pay. It's the knowledge and, I guess, in inverted commas, certainty comes at a certain price. And as an individual, well, it's up to you to take the road you feel you need to take. I think we all know by now that there's no unknowing, there's no going back from shit you do come to find out. And even though it brings lots of turmoil, lots of isolation, lots of laughter at your expense, so be it. We mustn't forget, I think, again, speaking from my own point of view, that there is a greater game, and that game itself isn't leading towards stalemate or isn't leading towards a dead end. It's leading towards something, and I really believe this, beautiful beyond words. If we are limited by the confines of what we're taught, what we're pushed into accepting is the true nature of things, well then, it's all purposeless, it's all ultimately meaningless anyway. But maybe that's part of the game, you know, maybe that's part of the process, the awakening process. Who knows? I think differently. I think, you know, there is a light beyond the darkness, and you can't come to appreciate that light unless you have, I guess, felt your way through that darkness. But I'm just speaking for myself. That's all. I love my fellow man, and I think the journey, in spite of all the troubles, in spite of all the uncertainties, is absolutely worthwhile. And I still cling to the hope, or even more so than hope, stronger than hope, the knowledge that, yes, there is a greater game at play. And yeah, even though all appears dark, there is a glimmer on the horizon. How far the horizon off is off, I mean, is another question. And I've said it before, the horizon didn't seem to be that far off, but time is relative, time is a construct. And yeah, the route I travel is all a necessary route. I learn something new every day, new thoughts every day, new despair every day. But yeah, there's always that hope. There's always that knowledge that all is well, and all is exactly as it should be, because there is a greater game at play, because life and death is not the end, it's just the beginning, really. And how would we know pleasure without pain? How would we know happiness without sadness? How would we know up without down? And that's where I have been coming from. And that's where I'm still at, I guess. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I hope this came true okay, and you don't have to post this, Tim, that's fine. I'd probably prefer if you didn't post it, but if you want to, that's cool as well. And I just wanted to say that. I guess it appears we've been spinning wheels for years now. Tim has been in this game since, I think, 2012, which is 4 years now. Just consistently outing fakery and promoting fakeology. You could do that till the cows come home, I suppose, and you could absolutely lose hope, absolutely despair, if you thought that you could just continue to be doing this for years on end without any results or without any tangible results. But I hope we can all agree that there are certainly tangible results. More and more people, more and more internet sites, forums, chat rooms, discussions are incorporating talk of media fakery, bluffing, lies, whatever, however you want to describe it, into their thinking. I think it's sort of being made clear as well, in a sense, or clearer anyway, at least relative to when most of us started on this journey. So that is a cause for optimism in itself, and ultimately, yeah, it has to reach some sort of tipping point. And look, I guess we can sort of wait and wonder to see what they're going to do next, or we can determine what we are going to do next in terms of deciding our own reality, but in terms of our actions and our thoughts. For me, even though it's the worst of times, and it really is, it's also the best of times. And life begins now. I said the same thing 4 or 5 years ago. Life begins now. But life really does begin now, if there's such a thing as now. So that's all I pretty much wanted to say. Thanks for bearing with me, and if this didn't come through okay, I'll definitely have to get myself a microphone, because I do hope to talk again. So thanks for listening, thanks for bearing with me, and speak soon. Love to all. Cheers.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.